Man, I'll tell you what, it's always been a young boy's dream to team up with the Dirty Bird. And we've done just that. We've made a burger alongside incredible chef named Dim Sim Lim. We've curated the perfect ingredients to make a fried chicken burger that tastes like a Peking duck pancake. And I'll tell you what, it's a real taste endeavor. It's a treat on the buds.
It's
and I'm
a treat
about
to
buds.
All senses, you know?
It does look quite easy on the eyes too. I can't wait to get in there, as if I don't need too many reasons to go to KFC, but I'm heading there. It's available now?
Well, it's going to be available only at Cockatoo Island on the 13th of March when we're going to put a little cheeky one-off gig. So it's a sneaky little impromptu gig on an island full of a burger that we designed with a really cool chef and KFC. And yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Oh man, I wish I could fly over, but look, the state premier is keeping us pretty locked down pretty tight, so I'll just have to be there in spirit. So and it's for a good cause as well, the KFC Youth Foundation.
Yeah, and you know, a good portion of all the tickets are going to Black Dog Institute and another couple of charities. So it's going to be you know, not only a fun time but a wholesome time as well, because it's going to a good place.
Yeah, win-win. And a new single, Honest. I'm always, you know, curious about the genesis of how songs come about. Did you think, all right, we're going to get a Slater collaboration happening here, or did you have something in the works and then halfway through going, okay, we need some vocalists on this?
Yeah, so we had the beat. We made the beat one day. Then we got in another day with KLP and worked on the vocal ideas. Then we thought, let's reach out to Slater and see if she's down to jump on it. And, yeah, she was, surprisingly to us, and because we've been a big fan of hers, and she's been a fan of ours too, which is awesome. And we made it happen, and now she's on it, and it sounds great, greater than we ever could have imagined. We're stoked with it.
Definitely a big, sort of almost kind of like a noughties vibe to it. It's is that kind of the vibe, the feel you're going for?
100%. You hit the nail on the head. Keeping it very noughties. But also, you know, with slightly more, you know, contemporary production, at least as far as the sonic sound design goes. But yeah, very noughties aesthetic and feel and colours.
Plans for any Perth gigs? Fingers crossed.
Hopefully soon. We love it out there.
Yeah, WA is the damn spot. And it's, yeah, it feels so weird. I didn't even realise the border was still closed. I was like actually talking about, you know, just heading over for, you know, a few days with the partner. And she was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what do you mean? Turns out the border's still closed, and I didn't even realise.
Do you think it's something about West Aussies that really appreciate, have some good taste for some Peking duck? Is it maybe a cultural thing with us that we just didn't really love your sound?
It's crazy, actually, that Perth is definitely... I remember as far back as, like, at the first time we did Stereosonic, and even as far as back as, like, the Big Day Out, like, Perth has historically always been on those touring festivals where you get a pretty even playing field. It's easy to find out which city goes the hardest. Perth, for Peking duck at least, you know, always goes the hardest. And I don't know what it is or why that is, but yeah, it definitely makes us keen to get back there as much as possible.
Yeah, no, we're keen to have you. And I was just going to ask as well, because, you know, obviously the evolution of the live show has just been something really great to sort of partake in. Is it, you know, when you're constructing a song, are you thinking about that live element whilst you're creating it? Or is it all about just song first, we'll work out all the fun live stuff later?
Song first, banging on the sticks later.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. The song, like... we just got to have fun making the song and not think too much about it. Obviously, you know, from years and years of playing live shows, I guess we know what works with an audience and what doesn't. And I guess with Honest, for example, we got to road test it a bunch of times before we even released it by just playing it at random festivals around the place. And it was definitely the song which we were like, all right, this is going off. Let's release it.
She's speaking of live stuff. I did have a little, did a bit of a study up on your set list, and I was scouring the web trying to find some footage of this to see if anyone had filmed it. There's a cover in your last gig of Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. How did that come up?
Oh, that was a gag that we came over in rehearsals and we decided to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty much we decided, all right, the only way this is going to be like truly what we want it to be is if we, you know, make it as dumb as possible. And so we, you know, we got Adam out the front singing the words, but with like T-Pain levels of auto-tune so that the note locks before it even moves. And it's probably, I think it's my favorite part of the set. I think like last time it happened, I actually peed myself a little bit and, yeah, I had to get a spot duck to clean it up, you know?
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm hoping that's going to be a staple for the live shows when you come over next time, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Everyone will pee themselves.
Everyone's going to pee themselves.
Bring some Huggies, everyone, to Peking Duck when they eventually come over. And look, I'm not going to be that guy because how many media outlets have been asking you, when are you going to bring out a full album?
Oh, well, it's funny you ask that.
Oh.
Very good at this answer. Uh-huh. Yeah, just you wait. The album is coming out, and this is the answer we've said for the last 10 years. The album is coming out next year. Just you wait.
So is it coming out next year, or am I being set up?
Look, there's a good chance you've been stooged, but, you know, who knows? We'll just keep saying it every year until one day maybe we will.